Radio Bulgaria presents Folk Studio.
Next, we revisit folklore events, festivals and anniversaries in 2016. People who are fond of traditional Bulgarian culture will remember 2016 as a year replete with all kinds of events, festivals and concerts. For the 60th time, the pretty little town of Aprilce, in the heart of the central Balkan range, played host to the Balkan Festival of Bulgarian Songs, the event organized by Bădăște 1894 Citalište Culture Community Club, includes a competition in three categories and two age groups. The festival takes place on and around any of them or Midsummer's Day, June 24th, a major traditional feast day in Bulgaria, dedicated to the gathering of herbs and their curative properties. The Grand Prix this year went to the amateur groups and soloists from Nadezhda 1925 Citalište in Turkinča village near Drianovo, with artistic director Mitko Dimitrov. Marked the 19th birth anniversary of Magdalena Morarova, the singer who performs the emblematic song Petruno Pile Shareno, Petruna Pretty Lass, was born in Bansko. The Bulgarian National Radio's audio library features a great many recordings of original songs from the town where she was born and its environs. Over dozens of years, Morarova toured Bulgaria performing alongside renowned singers of the age, like Boris Mashilov, Ivan Panofsky, and others.
Пожалуйста,
of the first chamber folklore formations is the Slave Nightingale Women's Vocal Quartet, founded in 1991 by Natka Karadzhova and her daughter Svetla Karadzhova, Stoyana Lalova and Liliana Galevska. The quartet has spread the fame of Bulgarian folklore far and wide in Europe and across different continents. Alongside Svetla and Liliana, the formation has now been joined by two young singers, Kristina Karamfilova and Vanya Vakari, and they're still going strong. The Gold Dust Folklore Festival is one of the youngest such events held in this country. It takes place in Celopec, a village 100 kilometers from Sofia. The third edition of the festival featured dance groups from Russia, Georgia, Argentina, Spain and Serbia. For the second year running, a national competition for folklore groups and soloists was held as part of the festival. The participants this time were mostly from the region around Sofia, known as the Shop Folklore region. The festival awards two Grand Prix for Best Dance Group and for Best Vocal Group, and this year they went to Sofia 6 Folk Dance Ensemble at the Bitosha 1951 Citalište in Sofia and the Gornopolska Peasant Folklore Ensemble at the Probuda 1923 Citalište in Ovčarci village near Kustendil. Listen now to one of the soloists of Gornopolska Peasant.
Od nemogu У камен на пещера. Дете спие, майка му не спие. Уна чека полунощ да стане, да му дойда до три самодиви, да урича това машко дете. Кога било море полунощкем, дошли са ми до три самодиви. Пръва вика, да ми расне дете, да ми расне, да ми порасне, да ми ойде от царева войска, да команди цареви войници. Втора вика, да ми расне дете, да ми расне, да ми порасне, да ми стане личен и приличен, сите моми, него да си сакат. Хе-хе!
The Folk Music Orchestra of the Bulgarian National Radio performed to a full house at the BNR's Concert Studio No. 1 many times throughout 2016. Over the past few years, the orchestra with conductor Dimitar Hristov has been offering its fans intriguing sequences of concerts, the rhythm of the Balkans, the classics of Bulgarian wedding music, paintings in voice and instruments, music in portraits, presenting different strata of Bulgarian folklore, the bonds between traditional Bulgarian music and the national cultures of other countries, as well as all generations of singers and instrumentalists in this genre. Here is now a Sense of Seven, a piece for Tamburice, composed and performed by Valery Dimchev, one of the performers in Music in Portraits.
Thank you.
the 90th birth anniversary of renowned singer Radka Kuslova from the Rodopi folklore region was marked at the end of 2016 in Smolensk and in Sofia. At the initiative of Konstantin Lazarov, founder and organizer of the annual Folklore Awards, an exhibition dedicated to the acclaimed singer was organized at the Bulgarian Academy of Sciences Ethnographic Museum. As a token of appreciation, the prizes awarded by the professional panel of judges at the third edition of the annual Folklore Awards were also in her name.